Just hours after vetoing the proposed tax cut, Governor Nixon was in Kansas City, surrounded by educators, business leaders, and advocates for seniors and children. After the applause died down, he explained just why he did it.
House Bill 253 is an ill-conceived, fiscally irresponsible experiment that would jeopardize funding for vital public services.
The Democrat argues Missouri is already a low-tax state and that Republican-proposed cuts would gouge the state's budget. Legislative researchers estimate the cuts would mean $700 million less in state revenue when fully implemented in 10 years. Nixon's administration puts it at $800 million a year.
$800 million is the equivalent of eliminating all state support for public higher education, all of it, are closing all of our prisons, are shutting down the entire Department of Mental Health.
I believe it will create more growth in our economy.
House Speaker Tim Jones, a Republican from Eureka, argues tax cuts would not hurt general revenue, but actually help.
Lowering the tax burden on Missouri's job creators, businesses, and individuals incentivizes them to create more jobs, which fuels the economy greater than simply a tax increase.
And he says that with Kansas lowering its tax rate right next door, the move is essential to keeping businesses in Missouri. This is what the bill proposed. Business owners would get up to a 50% deduction for income on their individual tax returns in 5 years. Corporations would see their tax rate cut in half to a little more than 3%. And for you and me, our tax rate would go down about 1.5% over the next decade to 5.5%. The Missouri Budget Project, a progressive economic watchdog, opposed the bill so strongly this year, it actually bought a radio ad.
Some politicians seem to think that calling their radical plan tax reform makes it okay. It's not.
Director Amy Bluen says the bill's tax savings would mostly go to millionaires. She says 40% of Missouri residents would get just $20 more a year. Bluen says it's not much better for businesses.
You know, we're talking on average, maybe a business might get an $8,000 tax reduction or a tax benefit per year. That's not enough for them to make up for all of the training that they're going to have to provide to their workforce as Missouri cuts our education structure.
Bluen argues corporations look at education and transportation infrastructure when they decide where to locate. Taxes, not so much. But Patrick Ishmael, a policy analyst with a conservative think tank, the Show Me Institute, says taxes make a big difference.
If I'm a business and I have the opportunity to retain more of my own money, and I know that other states are not as competitive as the state of Missouri is, I'm going to be more inclined to move to the state of Missouri. And if I'm in Missouri already, I'm going to be more inclined to stay in the state of Missouri.
Cutting the income tax is a pet project of the Institute's founder and funder, wealthy St. Louisan Rex Sinkfield. He's acknowledged he gave money in Kansas and Oklahoma to push the issue in those states. And the debate over tax cuts in Missouri isn't likely to go away. House Bill 253 passed with a veto-proof majority in the Senate and just 6 votes shy of such a majority in the House. There were 7 Republican representatives who missed that vote. Several members of the GOP say they'll attempt an override of the governor's veto. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.